As 2018 winds up, the conversation naturally turns to reflect on the year gone by. And today, we're talking about what was hot on YouTube. And joining me is Christine Arnott, the Communications Manager for Google Australia. Hi, Christine.
Hi, nice to be here.
You too. Now, tell me, what was the last YouTube video that you watched?
Oh, golly, it's actually the Rewind video. I watched it this morning, fresh off the press.
For anyone who hasn't clicked the link yet, what is the Rewind video?
So the Rewind video is we've got together with some of the biggest creators from the year and those that had an impact and that we were watching to make a bit of a wrap-up of the year that was. So we've got all of the big-name celebrities in there, including four Aussies, which you can keep an eye out for, and it looks at all the trends and the videos that viewers wanted to see.
Tell me, is there much difference between what Aussies like to watch and, say, Americans?
It's interesting. Our list versus the US and the UK is quite similar. But in saying that, we are distinctly Aussie, so we've got our own taste. So, I mean, of course, you can see Superwalk is in our top 10, the very Aussie comedic duo, and they were in our lineup last year and there again this year. Comparing us to global, you can see that our UK ties are still strong. We've got the bad lip reading from Harry and Meghan's wedding in there, as well as an epic carpool karaoke with Paul McCartney. So they're a couple that weren't in the global list. And strangely, we seem to be having a much fiercer debate about Laurel versus Yanni with two videos in our top 10, which is unlike others.
Oh, don't get me started on the whole Laurel thing. and of course, any bad lip reading video is amazing. But of course, as you would know, music and music videos are huge on YouTube. So who are the real performers musically of 2018?
Yeah, so it seems to be a bit of a trend. We've broken down music videos overall as well as looking at top Aussie artists. And from the global video, it is Maroon 5. But from Aussies, it's 5 Seconds of Summer. So we've clearly got a fascination with the number 5. Not sure what's going on there, but making the global list as well, of course, is Drake and Ariana Grande and Childish Gambino with This Is America, which was one of those breakout videos from the year.
YouTube is also full of some weird, wacky, informative and entertaining content that isn't music from across the globe. So who were some of the top YouTubers from Australia and what were they doing that rated so well?
From Australia, it's been a real mixed year with lots of creators from different verticals, proving that, I mean, there's a community for anyone on YouTube.
Yeah.
If we're looking at our emerging creators, there's some young up-and-coming stars in there. So Fun with Alicia was one of those top emerging creators we saw. And the Norrises also make the list. So the Norris have two channels, with Norris Nuts Do Stuff, their second channel being one of the fastest growing. And I don't know if anyone's watched them, but they're four very adorable and endearing kids that you just can't take your eyes off. I think interestingly as well, the Click channel, which is a bit of a commercial business, but where some gaming superstars have all moved into one house together and are creating content. And it's a phenomenon we haven't really seen in Australia yet. And I mean, they've started only a few months ago and already they're getting the views, which is incredible to see and looking forward to see what happens next.
What about overall, you know, all the YouTube videos watched by Australians across the year, across all genres, what were some of the big highlights?
Some of the ones that I've personally found interesting was the Walmart yodeling kid. So he was one of the viral sensations of the year, and that was both globally and here in Australia. And when we look at views of videos with Mason Ramsey or Walmart yodeling kid in the title, there's more than 325 million views. So that includes all remixes and all those sorts of things. I think Dude Perfect is another one that, I mean, as Aussies, we can relate to and we just are amazed by. So they have their trick shots. And this year, the second video, which was a sequel to one released last year, has made the top 10. And I think in terms of other trends, if anyone checks out the video, you can see a few of those in there. So there was Mukbang, which is, I guess, where creators come and have a chat while eating in excess of food. And there's an ASMR version of that as well. We've had the foil balls has been a trend that's come through. And locally as well, one has been Study With Me, which we've seen spikes of during school season and exam periods where basically people tune in and watch people study for motivation and focus for themselves. So there's some really interesting things that reflect what's happening in Australia going on the platform.
Absolutely. And if anyone hasn't watched any of those videos, I think your weekend is all sorted now. Now, Christine.
There's plenty in there.
While we're talking YouTube, I was just wondering how the new YouTube Premium service is going. How's the uptake been?
Yeah, I think it's been really well. I don't have the numbers on hand, sure, but yeah. I think, yeah, this year, if you look at it, so Cobra Kai was one of the originals released this year. And when we look at trailers in Rewind, it was the number one trailer for the year in Australia, which is unlike other markets. So, yeah, Aussies were loving that one. And then we've had Impulse, and continuing the celebrity trend that's happening on YouTube, Will Smith started on the platform, and he did his bungee out of a helicopter over the Grand Canyon, which was live streamed. So I think, yeah, there's a lot of long-form content and interesting content that's on the platform that, yeah, we're loving.
You've kind of touched on it, but what are some of the advantages of having a YouTube premium subscription?
Yeah, so I think one of the main ones is that you can get this exclusive content, and it's all ad-free, and you get your background play as well if that's something you enjoy. And with the premium subscription, you can also get music premium subscription, so that you get the app and you can listen to your favorite music, live recordings, bedroom recordings, and all of that on your mobile as well.
Excellent. And here's a bit of a hack. I believe you can get a decent free trial of the service if you buy a Google Home Hub.
That's correct. You sure can. You can get a month trial, I believe.
Well, thanks for wrapping up YouTube 2018 for us, Christine, and for chatting with me on Tech Daily today.
No problem. It's great to talk about it.